The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Dafnun Gimel. The Gemara on the bottom of Dafnun Gimel Medbeis quotes a brisa. Darshins the posik in the parish of Tumas Meis, which parts of the Meis are metame. So the posik says that a kever, oiba kever, a kever is metame. Zot the Gemara, ze kever sosum. That kever refers to a kever at sosum, a kever in a grave in which a dead body is buried, and that kever is sealed, it's closed, shut. The halacha is, and the Gemara says, Damar Mar, that the tumah is bekas va'oilu bekas v'yeredes. The halacha is that the tumas meis breaks through and will go through even solid objects. So even though the kever is sealed, the meis is inside the kever, and there is something in between the kever itself or the orin, whatever it is actually in between the person who is becoming tameh and the mace. Still, nevertheless, we say that the person becomes tameh and the kever does not stop the tumah. Now, I don't understand this halacha of a kever sosum is a machloikis rishonim. Tosis over here, in our Gemara, and Tosis elsewhere, many other places in Shas, says that this drosha of oibe kever, ze kever sosum, is talking about a mace that's inside a kever, and on top of the mace there is a ear space, empty space of a tefach al tefach. There's a space of peseach tefach in between the mace and the top of the kever. Taisa says like this, the rule is that in order, the Mishnah says in Ahlois, in the third parak, in order for a mace to be metame in oil, which we learn in Mar Gemara, that a mace is metame, anything that's in the same oil, underneath the same roof as a mace is tame. The halacha is that there has to be a tefach in the oil. The oil has to be a tefach wide, a tefach long, and a tefach high. There has to be a tefach space in this oil in order for the tumah to spread and be metame everything in that oil. If in between the mace and the ceiling, whatever is considered the oil, there is less than a tefach, the halacha is that is called tumah ritzutza. That's called that the tumah is not mispashi, the tumah does not spread underneath the entire oil. And the halacha of tumah ritzutza is that it goes straight up. It's because of the oil and it's because of the yeredes. So there's two differences between the tumah ritzutza and the tumas oil. Number one, a tumas oil, the tumah spreads in the entire oil and anything that's underneath the oil becomes tameh. Whereas tumah ritzutza only goes straight up and straight down. A second nafkamina, second difference between a tumas oil and a tumah ritzutza is whether it goes through objects, if it goes through solid objects. The halacha is that tumas oil, if the mace is inside the oil, generally speaking, unless the oil is mekabel tumah, but generally speaking, if the oil is not mekabel tumah, the oil will stop the tumah from going past it. So the tumah will spread underneath that oil, underneath that roof, but anybody that's on top of the roof will be tar. However, if the tumah is not a tumas oil, if the tumah is a tumah ritzutza, so besides the fact that we say that the tumah goes straight up and straight down, the tumah can even penetrate and go through solid objects. And then in such a situation, where there would not be a pesach tefach in between the mace and the roof, and that would be called tumah ritzutza, anything that would be directly on top of the mace will be tumah. So these are halachos of tumah ritzutza and tumas oil. Tosfos says that the chiddush of the Gemara, that I have a kever sosum, that it's metameh, is not discussing a case where the space in between the mace and the top of the kever, the roof of the grave, where I have less than a tefach space. If there's less than a tefach space, that's not a chiddush to me to say that the tumah will go and break out through the kever and the mitame, everybody that's on top of the kever. That's not a chiddush because that's the halacha of tumah ritzutza. So what's the chiddush of the pasuk of kever sasim? What is the chiddush of the kever sasim? The kever sasim is mitame. Says Tosis, the chiddush is that I have a tefach space in between the top of the mace and the kever and the cover of the oring of the kever, whatever it is. So under normal circumstances, if it would be considered a regular tumas oil, the oil would stop the tumah. And since the oil would stop the tumah will not continue. And anything that's on top of the kever, on top of that roof, will be tar. The chiddush of the pasuk is that when I have a mace, and the mace is already the kever, and the kever is sealed, and there are no openings, so in such a situation, the halacha will be that the tumah will even break through, and the tumah will go past the top of the kever, and anybody that is on top of the kever will be tummy. Tosfos says, the maisa, when I have a pesach tefach in between the kever and the mace, so then not only does the tumah go and break out and go through the kever, Gemara says, tumah bekas v'oilo, also, since there's a roof on top of the kever, so the tumah spreads out in the entire kever. Let's say in a situation where there would be a very large grave, a very large kever, and the mace only takes up part of it. So because there's a pesach tefach between the mace and the top of the kever, the tumah would spread out and imitame anything that's in the ear space, in the area of the kever. And now, once I have a chiddush of kever sosim, that a kever sosim could even break through the top of the kever and go out, so now, not only if somebody's walking on top of the mace itself does he become tame, even though there's pesach tefach, even if someone is not directly on top of the mace, but if he's directly on top of the kever, even the part of the kever that does not have a mace, that's empty, since the tumah spread out underneath the entire kever and then goes up on top, past the roof of the kever, so even someone who would not be directly on top of the mace will become tummy. This is the sheet of Tosfos. This is how Tosfos learns the chiddush of kever sosim. Rashi over here in Nozir says clearly that's not the case. Rashi over here says clearly kever sosim she'ein bo chalal tefach. Rashi says that the case of the kever sosim is there is no tefach in between the mace and the top of the kever. That's Rashi Shita. Rashi says this in other places, and the Pnei Yeshua in Baruchis and Daf Yutes and Beis, there's a sugya over there about Tumas Oyel and the sugya of a kever. Over there, the Pnei Yeshua also comments that there is a fundamental disagreement, there is a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos how to learn the chiddush of kever. Tosfos learns the chiddush of kever that there is a v'seach tefach, as we explained. Rashi learns that the chiddush of kever is when there is no tefach. Rashi says the Pnei Yeshua, if there would be a tefach in between the mace and the top of the kever, then Rashi would say that if there's a v'seach tefach, so it becomes an oyel, and since it becomes an oyel, so the top of the kever will stop the tumah from traveling outside of the kever, and therefore, the tumah will not spread, and then it will be mutter for someone to walk on top of the kever. He won't become tummy. Why would he become tummy if there's a pesach tefach? So the chiddush of kever sosim, according to Rashi, is when there is no tefach. When there's no tefach, then the tumah can break through, and that is the chiddush of a kever according to Rashi. Now the question is that according to Rashi, it's not really a chiddush. We explained earlier that there's two types of tumah. There's tumah ritzutza and tumas oyel. Tumas oyel, when there's a v'seach tefach, the tumah stops. It spreads out and it stops and it does not continue on top of the oyel. Tumah ritzutza, when there's no tefach, the tumah breaks through. So according to Rashi, what is the difference between the halacha of kever and the halacha of tumah ritzutza? They seem to be the same exact halacha. Just like we find by tumah ritzutza, the tumah, there's no v'seach tefach in between the mace and the top of the kever, the halacha is that the tumah breaks through. So too is a halacha over here of the kever, that when you don't have a pesach tefach, the tumah will break through. So what exactly is the chiddush? Why do I have a pasuk over here? I have a pasuk over here to tell me there's a chiddush of kever. We know this is included in the chiddush of tumah ritzutza. So in actuality, where exactly does the halacha of tumah ritzutza come from? How do we know the halacha of Tumra Tzitzit. So the Gemara, the Rishonim, say derech klal that tumra tzutzah is a halacha l'moshe misinai. There is no pasuk that tells me that there's a rule of tumra tzutzah that when I don't have a pesach tefach, the tumah breaks through solid objects. That the tumah doesn't spread is pretty clear from the pasuk because it has to have oil. Also, that there's a sheer tefach in order to be considered oil is a sheer, which is also a halacha l'moshe misinai, like all shiurim. It doesn't say anywhere that the sheer of oil is a tefach. However, the most Rishonim Taisa specifically says that the Chiddush of Tumah Ritzutza is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So there is, in reality, no Pasuk to tell me that the Tumah Ritzutza breaks through solid objects. So it would have been possible to suggest that Rashi disagrees with the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim hold that the Chiddush of Tumah Ritzutza is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And Rashi will hold, no, Rashi will hold that the Chiddush of Tumah Ritzutzah is really learned out of this pasuk of Kever Sosom. And really the halacha would be the same. The two halachas of Tumah Ritzutzah and Kever Sosom, according to Rashi, you can say, are in reality the same exact halacha. However, the problem with this is that we find that Rashi himself says that Tumah Ritzutzah is halacha L'Moshe Misinai. The Rashi is in Chulin, Daf Kuf Chafei Med Beis. Rashi over there says very clearly that the way we know that Tumah Ritzutzah, the halacha that the tumah breaks through solid objects when there is no pesach tefach, is halacha l'moshe misinai. Therefore, if it's halacha l'moshe misinai, we can't say what we want to say over here, that the chiddush of kever is the halacha of Tumah Ritzutzah. If that were the case, Rashi over there should have said that the chiddush of the Tumah Ritzutzah is from this pasuk of kever. Why does Rashi say it's halacha l'moshe misinai? However, we can still answer this question on Rashi. The Gemara over there in Chulin, which is discussing the halach of Tumah Ritzutzah, the Gemara over there says a very, very big chiddush. The Gemara says that we know that a mace is metame in one of three ways. Mace is metame the maga, something or someone or something that the makabel tumah touches a mace, he'll become tame. A mace is metame the masa, even if somebody did not touch a dead body, but he carried a dead body. He was wearing gloves, so he didn't actually touch it. Or for whatever reason, he was carrying, the mace was placed in an arin or something else that's not mekabel tumah, and the person carried it. It was his kayach, his ability that carried it, even though he did not actually touch it. I included that as if he pokes the mace with a stick, tests it. That's also included in this category. That's another way. It's called tumat masa, and that will make a person tumah if he carries the mace. The third way, as we mentioned before, the mace is metami b'oil. Anyone that is, or anything that's mekabel tumah, that's in this, underneath the same roof as a mace, is metami. The halacha is, the Mishnah says in always in the third parak, that you cannot be mitzarif the tumah of maga together with tumah of masa, and tumah of masa together with the tumah of oil. Since there are three different categories, three different ways how a mace can become tameh, so if somebody were to carry half a kezayis of a mace, and at the same time he were to touch a half a kezayis of a mace, you cannot be mitzarif and say, well, the mace became tameh at the same time from a kezayis, so I'll put together the two halves of a kezayis, and therefore he's tameh. The Mishnah says that does not work. The only way you could be mitzarif is if the person would touch two halves of a kezayis at the same time. His hands or part of his body would be oil, would be on top of two halves of a kezayis at the same time, or he's in the same roof, he's underneath the same roof as two halves of a kezayis at the same time. In all these situations, then they would be mitzarif and he would become tamei, because the halacha is that in order to be mitzarif, two halves of a kezayis to be considered a kezayis to make a person tamei, it has to be the same way that it becomes tumah. The way it becomes tumah needs to be the same. So since this is the case, if somebody would be touching half of a kezayis at the same time that he's underneath the same roof as a mace, as a chatzis of a mace, then it would not be mitzarif, because maga and oil are considered two separate shemais, and therefore they're not mitzarif. What about if someone is touching a half of a kezayis at the same time that he's mahil, that his hand is sticking out on top of a chatzizayis? Here, the Gemara says in Chulin that they are mitzarif, because the halacha is, even though you would say it's maga and oil, and maga and oil are not mitzarif, however, this, that when I have a tumah and there is no other roof on top of the Tumah, and we say therefore that the Tumah goes straight up to the sky, which we mentioned before is the rule of Tumah Ritzutza, the Gemara in Chulin says a Chiddush, that Tumah Ritzutza is not the Pshat that the Tumah person is considered as if he is the oil on top of the Tumah, and the Tumah makes him into an oil that makes him Tumah. That's not the way Tumah Ritzutza works. The way Tumah Ritzutza works is the Tumah goes up. We look at the Tumah as if it actually travels up to the person who is standing on top. Person could be 100 feet on top of the Tumah, and it's not considered a new type of Tumas Oihel, it's considered a new type of Tumas Mago. It's as if he's touching the Tumah. And there are a number of potential other nafkaminis, whether it's considered Tumas Mago or Tumas Oihel. One nafkaminis, there's actually a big discussion about whether Goyim are metamim, there's a machlekes tanoim in the Gemara, if Goyim are metamim ba'oil. We paskin, the Rambam paskins that Goyim are not metamim ba'oil. However, even though Goyim are not metamim ba'oil, it would still be possible for a Goy to be metamim Tumah Ritzutza, because since Tumah Ritzutza is considered Tumas Mago and not considered a Tumas Oihel, therefore, if somebody would to be directly on top of a mace, a goy that's a mace, since it would be metamim b'mago and Tumah Ritzutza is a form of Tumas Mago, therefore the person will be tamim. Even though if you be under the same roof as a goy shemes, he would be tar. So now that we know that the halacha is that Tumah Ritzutza is considered Tumas Mago, it's possible to explain the shita of Rashi. This the halacha that the Tumah is Bekazva Oilo, the actual fact that anybody that's on top will also become Tameh, that could be, is learned out of the Pasuk over here of a Keber. The Chiddush of Keber is that anybody that's on top of the Tumah becomes Tameh. But to tell me that anybody who's on top of the Tumah, or on top of the Keber, is as if he's touching it, that it's not only is he Tumah, it's as if he's considered a Magah, it's as if he's touching the Tumah, that's a Chiddush. That Chiddush you have to come on to the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. And that is the Chiddush that Rashi says, the Chiddush of Halacha Moshe Mitzinai of Tumah Ritzutza, is not that he's Tumah, because that we know from the Pasuk. The Chiddush of Tumah Ritzutza, the Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, is that it's considered as if he's actually touching the Tumah.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.